Unlimited number of obeisances to my Gurudev. Thereafter, my Shiksha Guru, Vapuji Charan, Shila Pravishta Omni, Vatiyan Vaman Maharaj, Shila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Vatiyan Swami Maharaj, Lord of Street, offer obeisances. Offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, all the sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, by the mercy of Bhagavan, fourth day of us was completed without any obstacle.
Today we went to Champakatanata, Jadev Goswami's Bhajan Sali, Gokadada's Mandir. After this went to Samudra and Vidyanara, and from there to Kopala. So now Vishuddhaiva Maharaj will speak on Vishnu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tattva, his teachings and his contribution.
English.
500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the form. You're going to have to tolerate it with my out of my earphone. It's too much interference with this phone. That's not working either. Call me on my phone, the other number.
Hi, Bo. Maharaj?
यदि हमें श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु को समझना है, चैतन्य महाप्रभु के विचार भारत को समझना है, तो हमें रूप गोस्वामी की शरण जाना पड़ेगा। वैसे तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने जो भी लिखा है, इसका दिखाई पड़ता है कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु जब ईश्वर को साथ से जब उन्होंने दीक्षा प्राप्त किया, दशाक्षरी गोपाल मंत्र प्राप्त किया, उसके बाद में ही उनमें परिवर्तन आ गया। इससे जगत जीवों को महाप्रभु दिखाना चाहते हैं कि जब तक कोई व्यक्ति शुद्ध वैष्णव से दीक्षा नहीं प्राप्त करता, तब तक गुरु के हृदय में भाव शिष्य के हृदय में आए नहीं सकते। ईश्वर को पाद में कहा था कि
हरे कृष्ण
My heart like flowers, thousands of times, at the lotus feet of Asmukhev Samarat, Guru Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtodara Saraswati Srinath, Rupananda Charivarya, Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my Satsang Dhanavat Pranam, thousands of times, at the lotus feet of my Sri Rupananda Gaudiya Guru Padma, Sri Guru Padma. And I offer my pranam to Hogya Sambhudananda, Chidani Padgan, and Hogya Sambhud Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So for 4 days, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas, we have been hearing about the various reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, at that time, Srila Rupa Goswami, he traveled there to meet him. And on the way, Srila Rupa Goswami had been writing a drama. And this drama he divided into two parts, Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. So in the beginning of Vidagdha Madhav, he has given his pranam and he has praise to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and bestowed benediction upon the readers of his book. So there, Srila Rupa Goswami Pati wrote, Anarpika Charinchira Krunaya Vartina Palo Sumarpaitum Umnata उज्ज्वलरसं स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिपुरकसुन्दरज्योति खदम्ब सङ्गीततः सजार्यकन्दे प्रकृभापतिनन्दनः May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear in the core of the heart. The heart is like a cave, a very secret place. And maybe also for the Bhagavad Gita, the conditions of a dark place, wherein there live so many elephants of apparat, of offenses. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is like a lion. He is born in Sinharasi, Leo, the sign of the lion. And he's golden like a lion. And his chest is broad and his waist is narrow like a lion. And he's also like a lion. Because when he appears in the cave of one's heart, he roars, Hey, go! And all the elephants of anartha, unwanted desires, and apparat, they run for their lives. So Srila Rupa Goswami said, that may that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Hari, Sri Krishna himself, adorned with the golden section of Srimati Radhika, appear in the innermost region of your heart. Who is he? He has appeared by his causeless mercy in this age of Kali to distribute what no incarnation had ever distributed at any time before in this day of Lord Brahma. That means 8 billion years since the last time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, no one has distributed a very special gift. What is that? Samarpayatum unnata ujjvala rasam svabhakti kriyam. Unnata ujjvala rasam. What does it mean? It means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself is personally relishing unnata ujjvala rasam. The mood of Srimati Radhika. This mood is called Parakriya Bhav. When a hero and heroine, they are married before a Brahmin, before the Vedic fire, before their parents and other witnesses and seniors in society, then the relationship they have is called a Swakya relationship. But when a heroine who is already married to someone else, being impelled by intense attachment, leaves her legal husband and goes to meet with another hero, this is called Parakriya Bhav. So in this world, that is contemptible. But in transcendental Goloka Vrindavan, their yoga maya has created the impression that Radhika and all Braj Gopis, they are married to others, and leaving them, breaking all the rules and regulations of Dharma, they run to meet with Sri Krishna and serve Sri Krishna. This is called Parakriya Bhav. So our Purva Acharyas, they've given a very wonderful explanation of the meaning of Parakriya Bhav. First of all, we should know that there are two tattvas. The first one is called Swa Tattva and the second one is called Para Tattva. Swa means oneself and para means another. So see Krishna, when he is the swatattva, at that time he is atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He does not need anything. All ananda is within him. So he is called atmaram. He has atmaramata, the quality of self-satisfaction. So Srila Gurudev explains that just as in this material universe there are thousands and thousands, innumerable planets with different atmospheres and different qualities, so in the same way, in the spiritual world, there are thousands and thousands of planets, and even in Goloka Vrindavan, there are thousands of, in Goloka, there are thousands of proposed chambers wherein Krishna Leela is going on. So, all the spiritual teachers of this world, they tell us, one should serve the Supreme Lord, and that Supreme Lord, he has atmaramata. He is self-satisfied. He does not need anything. He has all happiness in himself. But because Sri Krishna is Purna, he is complete, all possibilities exist within his lila. So just as there is a dimension in which Krishna is self-satisfied, there must also exist the antithesis of that dimension. In other words, where Krishna is not Atmaramaka, but is completely Hararamaka. Hararamaka is the opposite of Atmaramaka. It means where the Supreme Lord, rather than being self-satisfied, he is Hararamaka, he cannot find any happiness by himself. He is totally dependent on others, para, for his happiness. So that is called Pararamata. So all the spiritual teachers of the world, they say, go this way. Put your attention, give your service to God. He is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He has Atmaramata. But what did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He said, don't go that way. Go that way. Go to the extreme antithesis of Atmaramata, to that Krishna who is Pararamata. He cannot find any satisfaction, any happiness. He cannot sleep at night. He has no hunger. He cannot eat without his devotee. So Brajendanandan Shyamasundar of Vrindavan, he is the extreme limit of Pararamata. And his Shakti, Srimati Radhika, also, she is Pararamata. So Krishna, he cannot live for a moment without Radhika. And that Radhika who cannot live for a moment without Sri Krishna, when these two Hararamata tattvas meet together, they cannot live without each other. When they meet together, there is an explosion of rasa. And that is called Parakriya Rasa. The meeting of the Hararamata tattvas, the rasa that comes is called Parakriya Rasa. So that is Unyata Ujjvala Rasa, Radhika's Bhav, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking it. So we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has one hand in the air. He's dancing and relishing the mood of Radhika. But one hand is down here. Why? Because he's distributing. Not Radhika's mood, but Swabhakti Sriyam. The beauty of Radhika's mood. Mahabhava Swaroshi Radha Saturani Saravaguna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiramani. Radhika is the embodiment of all the qualities and all moods of all the heroines. She's like a creeper. But a creeper is more beautiful when it has leaves, flowers and manjari. So Radhika is not alone. She's surrounded by her satis and especially manjari. The manjaris are not directly her friends, but they are younger, they are her maidservants. So those maidservants, because they have authentic bhav, one-pointed devotion to Srimati Radhika, what she experiences, this comes in their heart. So especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to distribute this mood, the mood of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika. Why? Because in Brajalila, Krishna says to Radhika, Oh Radhika, I cannot repay you for your loving services. But when I appear in the form of a sadhu, at that time I will try to repay you. Because I am one and you devotees are many, how can I repay you? So when I appear in the form of a sadhu, I will collect so many givers. Help me repay my debt to Radhika and all the beauty of her dancing. So with this intention, she went out to the gate of God and distributed the servants of Radhika to pay his debt. So this is where I would like to have a good message. I do not speak of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I pray to you today that we pray for one year one day. And one day, this Jan theory will become the Jan actual realization. Very good. अब आप लोगों के सामने वृंदावन के आए हुए श्याम दास की श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के
चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी के वैशिष्ट और उनके शिक्षाओं के संबंध में पंद्रह विधान
जैसा कि बहुत व्यापार करते हैं इनको संपूर्ण रूप से नास्तिक है क्योंकि देश का व्यक्ति तो खूब काम करते हैं लेकिन इन पांच लोगों का जो पूछता है कि देश को तरीके पर मानते तो नहीं तो बोलते मानता हूँ लेकिन मैं वहां को ये बोलेगा देश को मानने का क्या फरमान क्योंकि देश को तो मानना का फरमान जब देश का प्रतिभा जो विचार है उसको स्वीकार करें और देश का जो प्रतिभा जो भगवान है श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण देव और परम देव तब नाय तब जले तब रहते राज्य का माधुर्य देवी माधुर्य जय राज्य का अधिक साधन से जनेश्वर इस सिद्धांत को इस पांचों दर्शन कालों में लेना है और वहां पे जो सुंदर माधुर्य परिपूर्ण दिव्या दिव्या को स्वीकार नहीं है पूर्ण विष्णु भगवान को स्वीकार न करने के कारण जैसे आपसी है लेकिन फिर इनके विचारों को हमारे घर में जो स्वीकार है वहां पूरी हो गए क्योंकि जिनके इतने पूरा काम पर जंग है मासूम है उससे जो बनती है कह जाती है आपको तो विभाग ही मासूम है आपको कैसे भगवान को दे जाती है पूरे शास्त्र पूरे टीचर जब क्या मैं लेगा से हीरो बनाती परे प्रधान पुरुषम कथा तो भगवान को सारे शास्त्रों में विशेष से भागवत ने परम रक्त कर और उसके घर के प्रचार रूप सौंदर्य का वर्णन किया है कह कर दुनिया अवधय उदार है विराट आते इसी के भाव में मुक्त है हिर का कोण हुई तक प्राणम जब रखते अनेक नशों का के आयु सर्वों के लिए सीमा पर भगवान के सौंदर्य में कहां पर आप हुए नहीं सबसे पहले जन्मों में नहीं जितना माफूल है दर्शन लकीरे से कटीरे सर सीरे से लकीरे से कटीरे और कटीरे से कटीरे मत कटीरे हैं प्रश्न के कारणों ने तो कलप जोड़ करे भगवान के मार्ग से जो बोला आप हम भय का अवलंब का आपकी जो कटीरे दोगा पूर्व विशोषण अच्छे उदाहरण तमो मनाए हैं तब मुझे माने से तू मंडना मुझे के मकर कर रहे भगवान के पंजा जैसे कि जगह के व्यक्ति जीव है एकांत क्रोध लोग सब उनके हाथ में भर के संप्रदाय के मूल स्तंभ इनका जो दर्शन शास्त्र जिसको बोलते हैं उनका ही मान दर्शन दर्शन के आधार पर ही श्रीमंत सामान चर्चा की संप्रदाय विक्रम रुद्र संता वैष्णवादी की पालन इन चारों आचार्यों ने इसी के आधार पर अपने अपने मतों पर सभी लोग कई चीजों को सरम जाए सुने इसी साथ कई बार सुधा कई बार कई बार और स्वामी बेला कई बार जिसको कैसा कई बार ये बातों में कुछ नहीं करी कमल जैसे सूर्तियां है अतः महापुरुष श्रीमन ठीक उसने बात की को अपने विजय को भावों को दिए महापुरुष क्या बोल रहा है यदि केवल बातों को रखकर लेकिन पहले पर बात पर स्थापित करने जो प्रमाण की है वो प्रमाण सटीक नहीं होगा जगत को विस्थापित विवर्त है गति विस्थापित मस्त रहे। इसी प्रकार को आपके मंत्र का पाठ कर विकसित कर जाए और उसकी बहुत सारी दुनिया ऐसी है ये जोड़ी 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 होंगे करके खावे बनती प्लस तरीके को अगर सही तो चलो उसकी खाओ उसी का मिलन हो तो पूरा स्वर्ग इतनी क्या प्रक्रिया है कैसे करता है अच्छी एक निर्णय ऐसे ऐसे देश के लिए है जो बस्तर आगे की हो जैसे जब सूरज में से कितने बरस का सितंबर का साल है उसे कोई तुलना नहीं जिनके समाज को अधिक है तो राज्य अच्छी बात है यदि उन्हें भी जो राजकीय के काम से खड़े होते हैं जैसा कि उनको कई रिश्ती में ऊपर पड़ जाए तो बंदी पड़ा में जो भी का हम सलाम सुनाने में भरपूर सही के बाद की मदद आ रही है इतने ही जो सारे क्यों राष्ट्र के मार्ग पर जा रहे हैं और कई बार कृष्ण के मोर इनको प्रेरणा कि उनके मंत्र से दूर से निकल के मार्ग में जीवन पड़ा और उस मोर काम को देख के आगे किसान संयम उनका आराम करते मोर काम को देख के आगे बढ़े तो नीचा सुमारा दाखिल के लिए गए उनको देख करके नीचा आराम से विरोध करा दे उस काम को पूरे कम की आपको से गंदा गंदा की धारण करेंगे तो इस बात पर नो जानी चाहिए नगर किया उनके नाम जानते हैं मेरे हजारों की बात क्यों इच्छा होती है तो बोलती है मुझे पता नहीं उनके
Thank you. which are worshipped by all the Jivas in all the entire universe
and showing his entire creation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he focused on only one supreme form. And who is that? Parakshya Bhagavan Prachesha Samaya. Prachesha Samaya means the son of the king of Prachesha Bhagavan. That means Nandini Maharaj. That means that the supreme worshipable form of the absolute truth is this form alone of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who is sitting within Vrindavan, with his family members, and he is a prince, he is the son of the king, and there he is he is only flute and playing in the forest with his lotus and gopis, and he is dancing and singing in the Vrindavan, and so many other innumerable pastimes of the highest class. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, there is no ego to this personality. Sri Nanda Vandam Krishna, the son of the king of Raja, and he alone is our worshipable object. So Arathya Bhagavan Krishna, Tathama Vrindavanam. And the place where he eternally resides is the highest domain of the entire spiritual world, which is the highest position in the entire creation. That land, that karma, that eternal abode, it is called Vrindavan. It is the forest of Vrinda, where there are innumerable beautiful trees there. Chintamani, Rakarasadamasu, Kalpavirsha. There are wishful, killing, desire trees. He is living there, eternally, with his associates, in the land of Chintamani Dhamma, where everything is transcendental touchstone. Chintamani Rakarasadamasu, Kalpavirsha, Lakshapriye, Suryamiri Mahalayantam. There, he is served by hundreds and millions of Lakshmis, as he learns the cows from the forest of Vrindavan. That land, Gopoka, the land of cows, is the eternal glory of that supreme Arathya Bhagavan. And that transcendental land is as worshipable as Sri Krishna himself. It is non-different than Sri Krishna. His own Swarup Shakti has manifested that divine glory, and that land of Vrindavan is as worshipable as him. How does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teach this truth? He himself sent his own associates to live in the land of Vrindavan that was manifested here on this earthly planet 5,000 years ago. And when he appeared, he immediately, as soon as he took sannyas, he wanted to go there to Vrindavan. He immediately wanted to go to Vrindavan. And this man of the Guru Nanakacharya brought him to Shantipur instead. And then again he tried to go to Vrindavan a second time, but was not able to complete his journey. Finally, a third time, he succeeded to go to Vrindavan. And then he reached that land of Vrindavan, then he became overwhelmed in unbelievable, unlimited ecstasy, going through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who alone revealed the highest place in Vrindavan, Sri Shyamakunda and Radhakunda. Only he could manifest this. Why? Because he is none other than Srimati Radharani, covering the beautiful form of Shyamasundar Krishna with a beautiful golden color. Completely overwhelmed by her Mahatma's praise, therefore he could manifest this Radhakunda and Shyamakunda. So when this emphasis was placed on that land of Vrindavan by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he taught the process of Abhideya. Abhideya, what kind of process of worshiping that Arathya did, that Supreme Personality, who is the topmost worshipable form of the Lord, how can he be worshipped in the topmost way? Ramya, Tatsu, Tatsu, Mah. The Vrindavanus, the transcendental cowherd ladies of Vrindavan, the wives of the cowherd men, the beautiful gopis who are overwhelmed in great lust, how they worship and especially how the topmost amongst the gopis, Swara Gopis, is like my God, Vishnu Rakhman Kamandava, that is Srimati Bhagavan herself, how she worships Sri Krishna, what with her Mahabhav brain. That method of worshiping Sri Krishna was the topmost method recognized for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and no other method can even compare to that. How did Mahaprabhu reveal this? In his Radhe Ramananda Sambhava, in his world, in his Sanatana Kriksha, in his Rupsiksha, as we read in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the creeper, is the champion little creeper of flame, and all of the gopis, the first gopis, are like the leaves and the bullets and the on the branches of this beautiful lying creature of grain. And Srimati Radhika is Mahabhash Sorvini. She is the embodiment of the highest grade. So how those personalities serve Sri Krishna, what with their chances of 64 arts, how they are manifestations of Sri Krishna's own internal potency.
Thank you. সংসারে যে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু যে প্রেম ধর্মের কথা বলেছেন, তিনি বলেছেন হরিনাম করতে আর রাধা রবীন্দ্রের সেবা করো। তাহলে এছাড়া কি হবে? আজকে বিশ্ব হিন্দু সমাজের মধ্যে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুর এই বৈষ্ণব ধর্মের বাণীর মধ্যে আছে কি প্রত্যেক ব্যক্তি মাত্র আমার বৃদ্ধা যখন তাহলে ঠাকুরকে দেখছেন ভগবানকে দর্শন করেন যে আমাদের রাধা গোবিন্দ জীবন জুড়ি মহান প্রেমী মহান গুণী মহান দয়ালু অতএব আমাদের মধ্যে যেন সেই ভাব সেই গুণ সমস্ত সদ্ভাবনা আছে। এইটি আজকে বিশ্ব জগতে সর্বধর্মের মধ্যে নাই। এই যে সদ্ভাবনা প্রতি সদ্ভাবনা শান্তি এবং প্রেম ধর্ম তাহার ভক্তি নিয়ে রাধা গোবিন্দের উপাসনা করে আর তাহার ভক্তিতে যে হৃদয়ের হয় এমনকি আর কোন ধর্মের মধ্যে কোন সংস্কৃতির মধ্যে নাই। আজকে বিশ্ব জগতে বহু ধর্ম প্রচারিত হয়েছে আর হচ্ছে, কিন্তু কোন ধর্ম তার কোন সাহিত্য দিতে পারে।
সর্বাত্ম সর্বাম বিজয় কৃষ্ণ Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Mahaprabhu, every day, every day.